Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah An-Naml. There's just one text which is reported in this regard. However, there are two different chains of narration. One of them is found in Al-Salwi's Tafsir and the other one is found in Al-Wahidi's Tafsir, which is called Al-Wasit. Both these narratives are reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b r.a. anhu, allegedly reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b r.a. anhu from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before I comment on its chain of narration, I'd like to read out a text of this narrative before you. So the words are, "Man qara thasin Sulaiman kana lahu min al-ajri ashru hasanatin bi adad man saddaka Sulaiman wa kazzaba bihi wa Hud wa Shu'aib wa Salih wa Ibrahim wa yakhruju min qabrihi wa huwa yunadi la ilaha illallah." So a translation of this would be that a person who recites Surah Thasin Sulaiman, which is of course another name of Surah Naml, then for him the reward will be of equivalent to 10 pious deeds for every person who testified to the prophethood of Sulaiman and for every person who rejected him. Similarly, for every person who testified to Hud, Shu'aib, Saleh, and Ibrahim, and to all the people who rejected all these prophets respectively. So for each of these people, it is said that a person who recites Surah Thasin Sulaiman, for each of them, he shall be given the reward of 10 pious deeds. And then the narrative also goes on to say that when he will come out of his grave on the day of judgment, then the words of La ilaha illallah would be coming out of his mouth. So this would be his cry on the day of judgment when he will come out from his grave. Now I should like to point this out at the very outset that Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative to be absolutely concocted and fabricated. And the reason perhaps for this is the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following comments recorded in his Tehzib al-Kamal from various Ajar authorities. Thus, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's laysa bishai and also says that he's za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musri says that he's laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's ghayru siqa. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim say that he's za'if. And Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharas say that he is matruk, he's been abandoned. And Imam Bukhari and Imam Bukhari also says that he is the kallamu fihi, which means that, of course, there is a lot of negative discussion about him. Similarly, another comment of Imam Nasai about him is that laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abul Qasim al-Baghawi says that he is za'iful hadith chitin, that he is extremely weak in matters of hadith. And Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash also says that he is a liar, he's a big-time liar. So in the presence of this information, of course, it is understandable why Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative to be concocted. Now, as I said earlier on, this narrative is also found in Salibi's Tafsir with a different chain of narration. But unfortunately, there too, it is marred by the existence of two extremely weak narrators. And both these narrators the information about them has been detailed out in our Rijal books, and I'll just read that information before you. So one of these persons is Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid, about whom Abu Hatim says that he is Zaiful Hadith. And similarly, Ibn Hibban says that he is Munkarul Hadith Jiddan, that is extreme. He presents things which are extremely unique and unfounded in religion. And as far as Ali ibn Zayd ibn Judan is concerned, the comments recorded about him by Hafiz Mizzi in his Kitab Tazib al-Kamal are that Ibn Sa'd says that he fi zurf wa la yuhtajju bihi. And there are a number of comments which Ahmad ibn Hanbal is reported to have made regarding him. Thus, for example, one of them is laysa bil qawi, another one is laysa bi shay, and still another one is za'iful hadith. And we have also more than one comments from Yahya ibn Ma'in about Salam, and they are laysa bi zakal qawi, za'if, za'ifun fi kulli shay, laysa bi shay, and laysa bi hujja. And according to Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Jazjani, he is wahil hadith, za'if, and la yuhtajju bihi. Similarly, Abu Zura say that he is laysa bil qawi, and Imam Nasai and Hafiz ibn Hajar say that he is za'if. So in the presence of all this data, it is understandable that this narrative too, as recorded in this chain of narration or with this chain of narration, stands absolutely rejected, because its ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot be reliably traced. So all in all, we can say that this narrative with both these different chains of narration cannot be relied upon, and the best way perhaps to reap the blessings of a surah is to have a living relationship with that surah, and that can best be achieved if we read the surah with a good translation, if we understand it, if we reflect on its message and communicate its message to others. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات